It's day 142 of hashtag 365. And I woke up today with a little story in my head that I thought would be worth sharing. Because I think people that aren't overweight don't necessarily understand the impact that people's words can have on you. And, you know, I started this podcast off, I think it was like day one, telling you a story about a music industry person who once said something about me being too overweight to be a frontman in a band and how much it destroyed my confidence. And for some reason today I woke up with this story in my head from secondary school. And it's really interesting because this comment or this exchange between me and a friend at the time, and he was a friend, and it was relatively lighthearted. It wasn't like bullying. It wasn't like a... Well, it was horrible, but I don't think he meant for it to be as horrible as it was. And I was giving as much as I was getting, you know, as kids do, I suppose. But anyway, let me explain. I'm being ethereal. I remember being in the classroom, my music room, at my school, and I got into like a very sort of light-hearted disagreement with one of my friends. And I'd made a comment about his hair being rubbish, basically. As a sort of like, well, your hair's rubbish. Duh. I was like 13 or something like that. And he went, oh, why are you picking on my hair? I don't talk about the ocean of fat around your waist. And he just dropped that ocean of fat around your waist. And it's really weird because I deserved it, to be fair, because I was picking on his hair. He did have bad hair, though, to be fair. But it's funny, isn't it? Like, how when someone says something to you that you're... When someone touches a nerve, essentially, how the world around you just, like, collapses for a second. And I can picture everything about that moment. I can picture the classroom. I can picture the uniform that I was wearing and the uniforms all my classmates were wearing. I can picture the look on my teacher's face. I can picture the way the sunlight was entering the room. I've got such a solid, clear, almost snapshot picture of how everything looked and how everything felt when he said that. I don't talk about the ocean of fat around you. You know, do you know what I mean? Like, that I don't talk about. I spent ages analysing that phrase afterwards. You know, consciously and subconsciously. The ocean of fat. Ocean of fat. Like, it was all, like, blubbery and wavy. You know? That even the way that was expressed, despite being, like, quite a childish way of expressing something, it painted such a horrific image, you know? And the fact that I don't talk about, the fact he said that I don't talk about, as if to say, you know, we all think it, but we don't talk about it because we're friends. You know, I mean, which is a nice thing, obviously, but the fact that he'd thrown that back in my face, in a sense, that it created this paranoia in my brain that perhaps everybody at school was always talking about how fat I was. And in reality, that probably wasn't the case. Although that is kind of what kids are like, isn't it, I suppose? It's funny, isn't it? I don't know why I woke up with this story or this memory in my brain today, but I thought I'd share it. I just think it's really interesting the impact that people's words can have on you and how they can totally shape someone's future and someone's thought patterns and someone's approach to things. And I guess it's worth us all being mindful of that and kind of instilling that into people that we know. You know, reminding people that words have meaning. We're taught, aren't we, that sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me. Which is, okay, I guess, like a nice idea, but it's not really founded in reality, is it? You know, people's words have got a lot of power. Especially if the person that's on the receiving end of them is either predisposed to not having a huge amount of resilience or is young and hasn't developed that resilience yet, hasn't developed that thick skin. So yeah, an ocean of fat, eh? Luckily, the ocean is becoming more of a lake. It's only taken, how old would I have been at that time? 14, 13, something like that? So, I can't do the maths. It's only taken 17 years or something. I'm 35 now, so... More of a lake at the moment. Hopefully by the way in, it'll be more of a slightly subdued lake. And of course, by the end of this 365-day journey, it'll be a mere puddle. Perhaps it won't even be a puddle. Perhaps it would just be rock hard abs. Okay, it's unlikely.